97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The pain of losing a child to a school shooting has been visited on parents yet again. A 17-year-old has shot and killed the sixth grader and wounded five others in this country's latest mass shooting, says CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
It was the first day back to school in Perry, Iowa after the winter holiday, when at 7:37 a.m., shots rang out.
Shooting activation at Perry High School, if possible, gunshots.
Within 7 minutes, the first officers arrived, followed by more than 100 others from local, state, and federal agencies.
Officers immediately attempted to locate the source of the threat and quickly found what appeared to be the shooter with a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Are you tired of being followed online by cookies on your computer? CBS tech contributor Ian Schur says Google is now testing a feature that makes those cookies crumble.
Google says it's only going to test this on 1% of its users. That sounds pretty small, but it's actually 30 million people. What this all comes down to is a sense of privacy. A lot of people feel as though they are being tracked across the web, and indeed they are.
If you take a popular arthritis medication, this change could affect you.
CVS Caremark, the nation's second biggest pharmacy benefits manager, is removing the blockbuster arthritis drug Humira from some of its list of preferred drugs for reimbursement on commercial health plans as of April 1st. CVS will recommend biosimilar versions of the medication instead.
That's CBS's Jim Krasula. CVS says its decision means you could save up to 50% on prescription arthritis medication. If you've got a snowplow, you're looking forward to this weekend in New England, says CBS News Boston reporter Beth Germano.
For Kevin Godek in Bridgewater, with three trucks ready to go on Sunday and the phone finally ringing with clients, he only hopes Mother Nature won't let him down.
The anticipation of the storms happening, and then after fueling up all the trucks and getting ready, and then the storm fails.
Worcester is expecting at least several inches of snow.
A mix of snow and freezing rain could fall from the southern Appalachians to the northeast this weekend. Two dozen people were hurt when a slow-moving New York City subway train carrying a few hundred passengers collided with an empty train. Evelyn Aguilar.
There's lots of us in there. People started getting claustrophobic. People dropped everything in the jolts. I hit my head against the window. People were getting hurt, basically.
Paul Kerouac says he went to the bathroom at a Dunkin' Donuts in Central Florida a year ago and the toilet exploded, causing severe and long-term injuries. He's suing the company, says an employee told him they were aware of the problem because there had been previous incidents. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A public memorial for Senator Herb Cole is a week from Friday in Milwaukee. Cole helped build his family's chains of grocery and department stores. He served four terms as a U.S. senator, and he owned the Milwaukee Bucks for many years. People can make donations in Cole's name to the La Follette School of Public Affairs, the Milwaukee Jewish Federation, and Wisconsin Teachers Classroom Projects. 47 groups led by farmers got $1 million worth of grants from the state of Wisconsin last year. The money from the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protections supports farmer-led initiatives to improve Wisconsin's soil and water quality. This is the ninth round of grant awards since funding was first made available in the 2015-2017 state budget. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Bucks fall to the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost again to the Indiana Pacers, 142-130. It's the fourth time in a row Indiana has beat Milwaukee. After halftime, the Pacers came out and scored 47 points in just the third quarter. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
They played harder. They're executing better. They're making shots. They're playing together. They're playing fast. They're crashing the board. They're guarding. They're loading. They are double-teaming, and they're rebounding the ball.
NFL, the Packers got back several players off the injury list, and Jaire Alexander returned after a one-week suspension for conduct detrimental to the team. I asked him if he was surprised he was suspended.
Yeah, I was surprised by the suspension. I thought maybe I would get fined.
Will Jaire play Sunday against the Bears? Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into too many of the specifics. You guys will find out later in the week, but I will say that it was great to have him back. We had a great conversation on Monday, and I think he's ready to go.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, low in the low 20s. And for tomorrow, cloudy sky, few flurries late, high in the mid-30s. Scattered flurries tomorrow night into Saturday, high again in the mid-30s. Flurries wrap up Saturday night, partly sunny and low 30 Sunday. It's 24 right now.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday happier, happy hour. Welcome to it, little buddy.
Yeah, baby, we've made it this far. We can make it tomorrow.
Dom, want to thank our most recent guest, a fine one, a Navy man, retired admiral, rear admiral. I guess that means one star. I'd have given him a big promotion, three star. I was going to make him a three star admiral, but rear admiral Michael Smith, thank you. The topic, January 6th, and if you missed them, you can always go to the civicmedia.us or go right to the source, darnwy.com, Devils Advocates Radio Network, Wisconsin. Dom, we've got a few topics for this hour, and I definitely want to talk about the troll that is former Packer quarterback Aaron Rodgers, but the breaking news, I found this first at the Washington Post, report Trump businesses received $7.8 million in foreign payments during his presidency.
Isn't that what they're accusing Joe Biden of doing?
And the vast majority of this money, Tom, came from China.
Come on, man. So, again, these Republicans, these megas with their projection, it's almost like they're trying to accuse other people of doing what they're doing.
And if one of you guys reminds me, I've still got some sound of Congressman Mark Pocan, who I was part of a press gaggle, well, more of a press sit down. We didn't have to gaggle today. We sat down. It was a nice experience for everyone involved. But Mark talked about Gaza in Israel and the Palestinians. And I'd like you, our fair audience, to hear more of that. But if I forget, you can always go to the Devil's Advocates radio show because I posted a lot of the sound I collected, the video from that sound earlier today. But back to Trump and the grandiose sums he's been raking in from foreign governments while he was the president of the United States. But Hunter Biden, just contrast that. During Donald Trump's presidency, his business received at least $7.8 million in payments from foreign governors, governments, and officials of 20 countries, including China, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar, according to a report released by Democrats on the House Oversight Committee. The report argues that payments violated the Constitution's Ford Emoluments Clause, a provision that bars federal officials, including the president, from accepting money or gifts from foreign governments without permission from Congress. That clause was central to a protracted legal debate when Democrats controlled the House and sought access to Trump's financial records. The issue eventually landed at the Supreme Court, but there was no definitive ruling on whether Trump illegally profited from his presidency. Instead, the justices in 2021 said the cases were moot because Trump no longer held office.
And now he's trying to hold office once again. Will it be moot then, justices?
They might have to revisit, Tom. But here we are. 3 years later, Trump could win a second term as president. He's the front runner for the Republican presidential nomination and poised for a potential rematch against President Biden. And many recent polls show Biden trailing Trump in support nationally in key battleground states. That makes me a little nervous, but back to, you know, the corruptness of the former Dom. When Republicans took control of the House in 2023, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer ended the congressional investigation into Trump's alleged violations of the Emoluments Clause. He also declined to enforce a court-ordered agreement that Mazars USA, Trump's former accounting firm, produce evidence related to Trump's financial dealings. And before Comer's chairmanship, Mazars had started document production and turned over a subset of documents to Oversight Committee Democrats led by ranking Democrat Jamie Raskin. That tranche of documents showed payments by foreign governments to three Trump properties in New York, Washington, and Las Vegas. Committee investigators also identified from public records significant spending at a fourth Trump property, Trump Tower, Fifth Avenue in New York City, Dom.
Crudy, a quote from the 155-page report released on Thursday. These payments were made while these governments were promoting specific foreign policy goals with the Trump administration and even at times with President Trump himself.
What? Can you repeat that for...
I would be happy
for
to.
Those I'll that, you know, yeah. Listen slowly or didn't quite hear it all.
These payments were made while these governments were promoting specific foreign policy goals with the Trump administration and even at times with President Trump himself. And as they were requesting specific actions from the United States to advance their own national policy objectives, again, according to the 155-page report. Comer said in a statement Thursday that it was beyond parody that Democrats continue their obsession with former President Trump and that Trump has, quote, legitimate businesses. According to information available to committee investigators, China made the largest total payments, $5.5 million, to Trump's private businesses. The Industrial and Commercial Bank of China, the ICBC, one of China's biggest state-owned bank, was among Trump Tower's largest office tenants during the Trump presidency. The report notes that during Trump's first year in the White House, several Chinese banks, including the ICBC, came under scrutiny for financial ties to North Korea, causing the administration to weigh sanctions against them. You know, isn't that Trump's buddy?
Do you think they sanctioned the bank that was paying rent at the Trump Tower, Dom? Do you think the Trump administration sanctioned the ICBC?
I doubt it. Despite calls from members of his own party to implement maximum pressure against these banks to halt the North Korean nuclear program, quote, then President Trump and his administration did not take any formal action against Trump Tower tenant ICBC, the report concludes.
The Rocket Man, he's a buddy of mine. He needs money from somewhere, and it could be one of my tenants that gives him the money.
Isn't that convenient? Documents produced to the committee also suggest that despite Trump's pledge to abstain from any new business deals with foreign entities while in office, the Trump Organization and Trump International Hotel in D.C. may have, quote, continued to solicit business in China after Mr. Trump entered office. In June of 2017...
Wasn't his daughter/sweetheart, Ivanka, wasn't she getting hundreds of Chinese patents after she worked for Trump in the Trump administration?
That is my understanding as well, Michael. In June of 2017, Patricia Tang, the director of sales and marketing at Trump International Hotel in D.C., billed the hotel $1,950 as a reimbursable business expense for a hotel in China, quote unquote, investigators wrote. Tang appeared to return later that year, according to additional expense reports obtained by the committee regarding a reimbursement for business cards printed by redacted for Patricia while on China trip in November 2017, the same month Trump made an official visit to the country. Whoa, wait. So his marketing person at the Trump International Hotel was also over there at the same time? Saudi Arabia made the second largest sum of payments to Trump businesses while he was in office, with investigators identifying at least $615,000 spent at two Trump properties. Qatar spent about $465,000 at a Trump property, and Kuwait spent about $303,000, according to the report.
$615,422 spent by the Saudi Arabians at two Trump properties. But the real payoff came to Jared, the $2 billion in the investment fund that he's completely incompetent to manage. Never had any experience in managing any sort of fund before. What would his management fees on $2 billion be? Let's say it's 5% per year. What's he get?
That's a lot.
Yeah, it starts to add up to some real chump change down.
Some real money. Let's see, a little bit more here from the Washington Post report, which argues that no president besides Trump has ever come so close to brazenly ignoring the Foreign Emoluments Clause, recommends that Congress consider adopting measures to prevent such violations in the future. Well, hell, if Trump gets elected again, you know he'll do it again. Among the actions report urges Congress to consider are a requirement that senior executive officials disclose to Congress the receipt of any foreign emoluments, and an explicit procedure for presidents and senior officials to seek the requisite congressional authorization for the receipt and retention of emoluments. The report also recommends that Congress implement a process for disclosing payments by foreign officials and lobbyists acting on behalf of foreign governments and to entities in which a sitting president has a financial interest. Oh, they didn't have to tell no rules. Oh, I'm just going to do it. While Comer stymied the congressional probe into Trump, he has aggressively pursued an investigation into what he alleges was Biden's involvement with his son's foreign business dealings. Republicans so far have not released any direct evidence that Biden benefited from his son's financial involvement in Ukraine or elsewhere, but the investigation has become the basis of an impeachment inquiry against Biden, which GOP lawmakers formally authorized last month. But don't worry about that. Trump got $8 million, but look at Hunter Biden.
844-967-2789. Mark, you've been a patient man. Welcome. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And it's interesting that the Rear Admiral confirmed what I've been saying all along, is that the fake electors thing was part of the whole coup plot.
Of course. Yes, sir. You're both right, Mark.
And I would maintain that it was never nonviolent. The insurrection on January 6th was never nonviolent, because once they had to cross the perimeter and gone through the barricades and broken through windows, broken through doors, it was never nonviolent. That's an act of violence in itself, breaking through there like that, breaking an entry into the building. It was never nonviolent. I mean, the violence started when Trump was plotting this back in the summer of 2020.
We'll be wild.
Even before that, Mark, he knew the writing on the wall. That's why he was trying to deny the whole COVID thing, because he knew it was going to be politically bad for him. He handled it terribly. And what did he say? Even back then, we do send out, ballot applications where Republicans are never going to win again. Well, again, he laid that seed corn down real early.
Dominic, hydroxychloroquine, which the former president recommended as a perhaps treatment for COVID. New report came out today. Worldwide, hydroxychloroquine. 17 million unnecessary deaths. I think your boy Rojo also down for the hydroxychloroquine. More Devil's Advocates. Hope you're down for more. 844-96-PARTY.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Going back to the lines at 844-967-2789. Dynamo Dave from Duluth, you are up. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us? Hello, Dave.
Dave sounds like he's snacking.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry.
Hey, come on, Dave. Join the party, man.
It wouldn't blank on me. Hey, sorry. How you doing? Karen, Kudin, Devin, or Dom? Can you hear me? Dang.
Yeah, keep talking, man. So, what do you got for us?
Oh, okay. So, hey, I missed the first part of the show. Did you guys report on this latest thing with Juan Epstein and all the guy that...
No, we haven't talked about the Epstein... the names that have been released yet. We actually been talking about my congressman and some other news of the day in the January 6th, but we missed the Epstein. What about the Epstein, Dynamo Dave, has caught your attention? It can't be either Trump or Clinton's association with the man. We both knew. Everybody knew. Both these men were in with Epstein.
Well, I'm wondering if perhaps what really happened... You know, because Maxwell, you know, she's the daughter of that British billionaire who died. But whether there's some sort of this international thing where Epstein had photographed or filmed Trump and maybe Clinton as well in these sex, compromising sex things. And then he sold that.
Planned honeypot, Dave.
Putin. Yeah, there you go. And it sold that to Putin's government or whatever. And then that's when Putin had Trump by the, you know, short hairs, and that's why Trump, you know, has behaved the way he has around Putin. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, I think quite frankly, they're probably independent incidents of Trump's malfeasant behavior, be it towards young women, perhaps with his buddy Epstein, or whether it was his behavior at the Four Seasons in Moscow, allegedly, where he met up with some Russian escorts that, you know, wrecked the mattress that apparently the Obama couple had slept on once upon a time, Dom. You know, but can't they both be true?
Perhaps. Thanks for the call, Dave. Take it easy, man. 844-967-2789. Let's see. Next up, we have Mike from Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome, Mike. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So here's my thought on Trump, you know, with all of his Hunter Biden and China and stuff. He's trying to normalize all of his, you know, all of his things with Biden. He's trying to normalize it because then if he normalizes it, then his base doesn't care. They're like, oh well, it's normal now. So
everybody gets impeached. Everybody does corrupt business with foreign governments.
Yeah. So let's look at Biden, and now I'm doing it. Well, Biden did it. I can do it. And yeah. So it's normalizing it for everybody, and
everybody takes home classified documents.
Right. And then lies about what they have and delays then giving them back, and in fact, you know, signs legal documents attesting that they got them all back, the government did, but when in fact they really didn't. Mike, you know, I get your point, but I would suggest that perhaps some of those folks, the megas, the hardcore megas, don't give a damn one way or the other. You know, I mean, they dialed in Trump because he supports their whatever agenda, their white nationalist Christian agenda, whatever it may be. And they're down for the authoritarianism because they think that's going to benefit them. As long as, you know, as long as my guy who believes what I believe and they're the authoritarian, well, then it's all good. But of course, I think that's very short-sighted, Mike, because sooner or later that comes back on you. Just look at all the people who were erased from Stalin's photographs back in the day.
Absolutely. And the one thing we can't deny is that Trump is a good marketer and a good businessman, and he knows how to play the system and play to a base. and it's going to come back and bite him in the ass someday, and I hopefully it does sooner than later.
Amen, brother. Thanks for the call, man. 844-967-2789. Let's keep going down the lines. Wisco Paul, happy Friday Eve, man. What do you got for us?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
Great show again today. Yeah. Hey, well, first of all, Trump, he's a walking, talking disaster, and it's hard for me to think a law he hasn't broke. I mean, I really have to sit down and think about how – I just can't – it's just amazing. But he knew all about J6. He knew what was coming down. I mean, he could have called up the guards. He could have called in reinforcements. He did none of that, so he's involved. But what really scares me as far as this state goes, we elected Ron Johnson, and he was up to his eyeballs in J6 also. So that's the only thing I get a little nervous about Trump running again, because there's an outside chance this clown could win re-election. And that's, man, we just can't have that. And like Crudy told me one day, hey, Canada's not going to let me come in there probably, so I don't have anywhere else to go but here. But, you know, so, and yeah, the Trumpsters are in denial about the whole thing. Never going to change their mind. Hey, just one last thought. Really, when you think about it, the Republicans only have one thing left to run on, and that's the border. So if somehow the Democrats can get together and figure out a way to clear that, they have zero. I can't think of anything they have to run on. So then, and if that's the case, Trump would get beat really bad. And it, and you know, if you, I don't even know how the guy can get the nomination. It just, it's, the whole thing is mind-boggling. Hey, I love you guys. I love your show. Later.
Thank you, Wisco.
Thank you, Paul.
I gotta correct a vast misstatement I made. I said 17 million hydrochloric when deaths, 17,000. That is a hugely different number.
Oh,
I apologize.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Worldwide.
17,000 worldwide hydroxychloroquine deaths.
Yes.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Thank you to the callers for correcting the record, because Crudy saw a few extra digits there. It must be getting a little blurry-eyed.
Yeah, get those readers on, Crudy. 844-967-2789. You wore them before, man. Put them on. They help. I wear glasses all the time. I am not proud. Dick, proud of you, man. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, first of all, your guest, the Admiral, was kind of chilling to me. I heard somebody today, and I don't even know who it was, that said, a good sense of humor is essential to deal with the world's realities right now.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm going, is I have to watch. Now I'm watching that there's some more Stone tapes coming out, Roger Stone. And then you've got Lindsey Graham with Netanyahu. I mean, I'm terrified. What in the hell is he doing? I mean, he's kind of went underground for the longest time. And now we got, I thought that's the president and the administration's job.
The foreign policy and all that. Well, I mean, it's not certainly, congressmen and senators, they've done trips in the past.
Oh, my Lord, this is scary stuff.
Hey, come on, he's the veteran of the Senate, the upper chamber, Dick. He's a, you know, he's been around, man.
Isn't he a Navy man as well? Isn't he a JAG?
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, I'm a little terrified. Your guest was chilling. And very, oh, I don't know what the word I'm looking for. Yeah, with chilling. He really was.
Yes.
Because he is telling it like it is, and people aren't listening.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening, Dick. We're listening. You're listening. He reiterated many of the things that we've talked about in the past. It was just nice to hear it reinforced, and we'll keep talking about it as we move forward.
Got one texter, Kurt from Madison. All due respect to the Rear Admiral Smith, but I think he's being disingenuous at the idea that people are too busy to understand this is a cultish mindset, plain and simple.
And, but we're talking about folks that aren't in the cult and aren't really like into election season yet, because they got kids and parents and jobs and whatnot and don't live it like we do. Like you do. Come back with us, 844-967-2789.
I don't want to join a cult.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief, a 17-year-old has shot and killed a sixth grader and wounded five others at a school in Perry, Iowa. Mitch Mortvet with the State Division of Criminal Investigation.
Officers located during the search of the school an improvised explosive device. The state fire marshal and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms rendered the device safe.
The shooter killed himself. Google is testing a feature that would disable third-party cookies on your computer. CBS News tech contributor Ian Scherer.
Google says it's going to force the advertising industry to be more respectful when people ask websites and apps not to track them as much.
CVS is removing the arthritis drug Humira from some lists of preferred drugs in a few months, says CBS's Jim Krasula.
CVS will recommend biosimilar versions of the medication instead. CVS says the move could lead to savings for consumers of up to 50% on prescription arthritis medication.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Making simulations of child pornography with artificial intelligence may become a crime in Wisconsin. A legislative committee heard testimony Wednesday on a bill. State Representative Calvin Callahan says AI images are created from real photos, and he says those kids are victims. Voting is good for your health, according to the American College of Physicians. Research shows states with fewer barriers to voting have better health outcomes. ACP President Omar Attic.
If there is more voter participation, there will be better health care policies and therefore better health care.
Wisconsin's ballot access ranked 47th in the 2022 Cost of Voting Index. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The deep three.
Deep three right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Takes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner, three. Got it again!
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, low in the low 20s. And for tomorrow, cloudy sky, few flurries late, high in the mid-30s. Scattered flurries tomorrow night into Saturday, high again in the mid-30s. Flurries wrap up Saturday night, partly sunny and low 30 Sunday. It's 24 right now.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
charged, never so convicted. The Devil's Advocates. So hot and
welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition, a happier happy hour rolling through it. Tomorrow on the big show, we got former Dane County Sheriff Dave Mahoney joining us. Again, the topic will be the January 6th. And on the text line, Steve from Milwaukee says, here is the list that Wisco Paul was talking about. I hope they hit him with everything. He deserves every bit of it. RICO charges, defrauding the United States, threatening his vice president, obstructing Congress, fake elector scheme to undermine our democracy, undermine our institutions, wire fraud, election fraud, real estate fraud, tax fraud, campaign finance violations, emoluments, defamation, sedition, abuse of power, corruption, cronyism, nepotism, rape, foreign influence, espionage, obstructing justice, witness tampering. Geez, there's a lot. I probably missed a few. That's a pretty comprehensive text, Steve. I appreciate you thumbing all that out.
The shorter list, I think, to Paulie's point, would be the laws he didn't break, like jaywalking.
Sort of along those lines, the January 6th, just a moment longer, Dom. Why the Cancun reference? Judge Chutkan rejects a convicted January 6th attacker's bid to travel to Cancun.
Aww.
According to court records, I'm not going to read much of this, Don, but I think it merits a mention. Judge Tanya Chutkan on Thursday, that's today, Don, rejected a January 6th defendant's motion for permission to travel to Cancun. Court records show Chutkan, who is also overseeing the federal election subversion case in which former President Donald Trump faces charges, ruled in a brief court docket memo from Anthony Vu, and he couldn't go to Cancun, Don. In November, Raw Story reported that Vu was found guilty and decided to visit Mar-a-Lago before facing potential jail time. In a memo flagged by Politico, senior legal affairs reporter Kyle Cheney, Chutkan has now rejected Vu's bid for travel. Here is what she said.
Following I guess he should have bought the flight insurance.
Following a week-long jury trial, Mr. Vu was convicted on all counts and is scheduled to be sentenced on February 20th, 2024. During his trial, Mr. Vu failed to comply with the conditions of his release on several occasions, visiting the so-called Freedom Corner outside the D.C. jail. The judge continued, moreover, the court previously granted Mr. Vu's request to travel on an international cruise prior to his trial. The guy already took a vacation this quarter. The memo states, noting that Vu's new motion was filed just 5 days before his proposed departure. As such, the court does not believe that Mr. Vu's request is appropriate. So better you ask, you know, Crudy for time off than Judge Chutkan. She ain't going to let you go to Cancun, Dom.
Also, this is breaking as well, found it at the Raw Story. Massachusetts voters Thursday joined the fight to bump Donald Trump from the 2024 presidential ballots under the 14th Amendment's insurrection ban. The group Free Speech for People, which pursued similar action in Minnesota and Michigan, announced in a press release that they've filed a new challenge with the Massachusetts Ballot Law Commission. Among the challengers are Republican and independents and former Boston Mayor Kim Janey. The group says, quote, Donald Trump violated his oath of office and incited a violent insurrection that attacked the U.S. Capitol, threatened the assassination of the vice president and congressional leaders, and disrupted the peaceful transfer of power for the first time in our nation's history, said Ron Fine, the legal director at Free Speech for People. Trump is legally barred from the ballot, and election officials must follow this constitutional mandate. Massachusetts law empowers the state governor's appointed ballot law commission to render decisions on constitutional qualifications of political nominees and presidential primaries, the group argues. Last month, the Massachusetts Secretary of the Commonwealth, William Galvin, a Democrat, told the Boston Globe he would include Trump's name on the primary presidential primary ballot because state Republicans submitted his name. There's a lot of good reasons not to like Trump, Galvin told the Globe, but this isn't about Trump's personality. Their challenge comes as Trump battles, obviously, two similar ballot blocking rulings in Maine and Colorado. So another state going after it.
Also, it's even reporting today, Illinois seeking to block Trump from the ballot. So Illinois is thrown in there with the rest. Shout out WCPT 820 AM Chicago. Dom, we got a few callers and I'd like to get to them. A couple of our conservative friends piling up in the queue. Before we move on topically, 844-967-2789. Which one? How about Nick from Madison? Welcome, Nick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Nick.
Hey, can you hear me now?
We can.
Yes,
welcome, sir.
Okay. Yes, sorry. My call dropped, so sorry about that. But no, I am here and alive, so thank you. And I guess what you're talking about right now, what I would say is as much as I hate Trump, I don't think he should be dropped from the ballot because that's for the voters to decide. Congress abdicated its responsibility.
Well, I mean, I would say this, Nick, if someone who was 30 years old ran for the presidency, even if you wanted them, they wouldn't qualify, right?
These nuts qualify? Well, 16-year-old kid from Iowa?
It's right there in black and white in the Constitution. You have to be 35.
Okay. Also, okay, then we agree on that then, right? So someone who's 30 years old, even if everybody wanted them, not qualified, right? Can't be on the ballot. Nick, do you believe Donald Trump engaged in insurrection against this country?
Yes, I do. I believe it. But unfortunately, he hasn't been convicted by any court, and Congress abrogated its responsibility and did not make him legally unfit for president.
Nick, you know, we've heard this before, but obviously the framers of the Constitution were smart individuals. And what they did not do is put on there a conviction requirement, engaged in insurrection. Why do you think they did that? Why do you think that is leaves it up there like that?
Well, the framers didn't put engaged in insurrection. That's the 14th Amendment.
Okay, fair enough. Why do you think after the Civil War, they amended the Constitution to put that in there?
The reason
did not specify conviction. I mean, people have been convicted for crimes. That was a term. It's a legal understanding, even going back hundreds of years. It could have put on there if convicted of insurrection. They did not.
Why didn't they do that? Honestly, I don't know. It should have been. But here's the thing. I always say careful what you wish for, because I know you both are lefties. You know, I'm a righty. And this can be used against any person on the left.
Well, okay, but would they have to engage in insurrection in order to be used against someone on the left, Nick? I mean, that's the point. And I would say this, if Joe Biden, you know, lost the election and pulled the same stuff Trump did, I would want Joe Biden hauled off in handcuffs too. This is not about right or left. It's about constitutional mandating that people not engage in that behavior and then be allowed back on the ballot, man. It's not a political thing for me, at least.
Well, Nick, appreciate your call. And I actually have shared a similar advocacy to you, buddy, that Trump shouldn't be removed from the ballot for 14th Amendment transgressions. But I would point out others that have been removed from prior ballots were not convicted in a court of law, but they were withheld for being insurrectionists per the 14th Amendment, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. So the precedent is there to do it without prior conviction. And why the, as Dom might say, the post-Civil War framers might have put it that way in the 14th Amendment is because effectively not every single person that participated in the Civil War was charged with insurrection. Not every single one, not even those that were in a governmental position and might have taken the side of the South. But they were still forbidden by the Constitution, by this amendment, from being part or serving as a future officer of the United States. Anyways, 844-967-2789. CJ, what about all that money from China that Trump took?
Wow, man.
CJ,
Well, you know, I love the fact that you guys actually care. That so, is it wrong to take money from China?
Well, it'd be wrong for the president of the United States while in office to take money from China.
you certainly turned your blind eye, and you have, to evidence that grandchildren have gotten money from Biden, and he's not forthcoming. I'd like to know the answers to all these questions. But
so you're suggesting that someone else in the Biden family, perhaps his brother, maybe his son, funneled money to their children or grandchildren, which also happen to be related to President Joe Biden. But what no one, including Comer or you, CJ, has ever demonstrated, any direct financial benefit that Joe Biden has ever garnered from any foreign country. And we have direct evidence that your guy, Donald Trump, took $5.5 million from China while in the presidency. Answer for that, CJ.
Well, he was selling something. But Biden is not.
Yeah, man, so's a drug dealer. They sell stuff too. He's probably selling foreign secrets. He's selling quid pro quos, buddy.
I want accountability. I want to know the facts. I want to know what they see.
Then why do you let Comer shut down the investigation? Not that you have any control over Comer. But the same man that would level these accusations against Joe Biden and his grandkids and his kid and his brother is the same guy that shut down the emolument clause investigations into your guy. So you say, well, show me the evidence. But your guy literally shut down the investigation, CJ.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Who's yelling at who?
I'm yelling at you because you won't give me a straight answer.
These big charges that are against Trump, which I want figured out, but you know what? You remember when you called Bill Barr? What would you call Bill Barr? And who is Merrick Garland's boss? Who is special counsel Jack Smith's boss? Who is David Weiss' boss? Who is their boss? And you guys claim to care about democracy. And let me finish. You claim
are you saying
to
because
care
the DOJ is part of the executive branch, dude? What are you telling us? What are you implying? Because Bill Barr worked for Trump.
Bill Barr, you're worried that Donald Trump is going to attack his political foes. Well, what is Jack Smith, Merrick Garland, and David Weiss? Who's his boss?
David Weiss is a Republican dude.
Joe Biden. So these charges are
Oh, you lost me by. I mean, come on, man. You can't just make up whole cloth here. David Weiss is the special counselor that was appointed under Trump. You can't blame that on the Biden, CJ. You know what I mean, man? Get your facts straight. You're wasting my time here on the radio.
And our time is very, very valuable.
To us, especially.
967-2789. Trucker Dean from Augusta. Be safe out there, brother. What do you got for us? Hello, Dean. You're on the air. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah. Okay, anyways, I was wondering, all these states are trying to get Trump off the ballot, and all the conservatives are calling in and saying, well, we should let the voters decide. 3 years ago, the voters decided by 7 million votes.
Well, we should let the state legislators decide on whether or not they're going to adopt the fraudulent Trump electors as plotted by Kenneth Cheesebro, Rudy Giuliani, and Donald Trump.
You know, the voters already decided once, and Trump doesn't want to believe them.
Yeah, but we don't like their decision, so we're gonna come up with a false electors plot. Come on, man! You know you don't like it by any means necessary. And you know the other part that's really troubling, Trucker Dean, and thanks for listening, man, is U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is more than willing to go along if we control the levers of power. If we have a way of overturning the will of the electorate, we'll do it. And then we'll hop a jet to Cancun if they'll let us.
Well, and it's not just Senator Johnson. It's also many Republican congressmen, hundreds of Republican congressmen that are down for what? Taking your vote away. If you did not vote for Trump, they want to martyr your vote. Hell, they're fine with martyring their own mail-in ballot votes if they have to get
their
guy.
Well, that's Jim Troupas. Yes. Who's that Jim Troupas guy?
Troupas.
I guess we'll never know. I heard she's moved on. The non-Troupas knower. Anyways, more Devil's Advocates on the other side. Perhaps the sound of Mark Polkan very earnestly talking about Palestine, Israel, and Gaza. More Devils.
Let it hang on.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. So if you got something to say, hit us up right now on the lines at 844-967-2789. Stick around. The Maggie Dawn Show coming up next.
Got a couple of texts regarding my interactions with CJ. One said, CJ is like when you realize you wasted your time on an internet search. Chris from Rice Lake has a different take, though. Dude, chill out. CJ wins when you lose your mind.
And I thought you were fine, man. I thought you were good.
You have no idea what Crudy's like when he loses his freaking mind. I'm telling you.
Calm, cool, and collective, baby.
That is a whole nother level of crazy.
Your face isn't even red, dude. No, I've seen you lose your crap.
I wasn't throbbing. I wasn't vein popping. I was just strongly pointing out the hypocrisy of CJ. Steven, see you there. And other callers, be patient for just a minute. 844-967-2789. Still time for you today. But I want to sneak this in. Mark Pocan. My congressman saw him earlier today at his district office, and the topic, one of the topics, Israel, Palestine, Gaza, and Mark Pocan has been, man, he's been walking a fine line on this topic, trying to satisfy and not step in it, because it's easy to cross lines on this topic. But here's Mark Pocan earlier today, and first and foremost, my congressman's been trying to travel to the Gaza for a decade. Here's the story of that. Cut five.
Just talk briefly Israel-Gaza in particular, because interestingly, I think the last time we got together was early September. And I don't think at that point yet I had heard, I think it was a little later in September, I've been trying to get into Gaza for years. The last two times I was there, we tried to, the second to last time, they told us the night before, but they didn't put it in writing. And I'm one of those chihuahuas that goes on the ankle and kind of hangs on, and so we still showed up in the bus to go across and said we want it writing, so we had to wait an hour. During that time, I watched bulldozers go through to knock out the crops in Gaza. Like, a lot of this has been going on for a very, very long time, but that's why I wanted to go. No member of Congress has been there in at least a decade. Keith Ellison was the last member to go to Gaza. In September, I actually finally got permission from Israel to go. And they asked what window of 3 months we could go. And we said, how about between Halloween and the end of January? October 7th happened in the middle of all of that. And because of it, obviously, I have not gone.
Congressman Mark Pocan describing the humanitarian crisis happening in the Gaza in real time. Cut six, please.
I've been concerned specifically about Gaza for a very, very long time. It was clearly a boiling pot waiting. That was not wrong. We saw that boiling pot spill over on October 7th, a horrific attack by Hamas against Israeli people. Since then, we have seen the response from Israel, 22,000 people dead in Gaza, 70% of them are women and children. These are not strategic tactical attacks. that would go after Hamas, because that's who the war is with. It's not with the Palestinian people who live in Gaza, the 2.3 million people. So I have been very vocal about, I think that it has been really collective punishment of the Palestinian people in Gaza. They're trying to punish them for being there, for having Hamas as their elected leadership, even though they haven't been allowed to have another election, even though they're not allowed to leave Gaza. In case you can't tell.
844-967-2789. Still time for your final thoughts today, but here's the final thought from Mark Pocan, my congressman. Met with him earlier today. Cut 7, please.
Yeah, this is a real mess, and I think that a lot of this could have been avoided for years and years and years and probably decades, but this is the point we're at. I strongly feel that they need to have a ceasefire and stop bombing, that we need to be able to get more humanitarian assistance in. I just read 90% of the people in Gaza have gone for at least one day without food on a regular basis. This is the situation that's there. And I really have strong humanitarian concerns.
Mark Pocan, my congressman, he is a thoughtful, intelligent human being, and he has had a nuanced approach trying to sort of straddled the needs between the Israeli people, who were certainly attacked, and also trying to balance that with the humanitarian needs of the Palestinian people. Whether or not Hamas might be the elected leadership of Gaza, it's a lot of civilians, primarily women and children, that are dying there. So Mark seemed quite heartfelt when I spoke with him earlier today, and this was of his own volition. This was a topic he brought to the attention of the assembled press. He wanted to express his heart on this topic. So wanted to give him an opportunity. Didn't want to forget that today. Don't want to forget you either. Be a part. 844-967-2789. Stephen from Green Bay. Appreciate your patience. What do you got for us?
I got a couple things for you today, and thanks for taking my call. The first thing is, and I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but I heard it the other day on the radio. Did you know that they're coming out with a January 6th board game?
I had heard that.
Yeah, I heard that.
Insurrection in a box.
Yeah, insurrection in a box. Wow.
Uh-huh.
Why people... the right, you know, wing people are doing numbless things like making fun of an insurrection that, you know, killed people and, you know, put people in danger. We have real problems in this country, and it's not people coming across the border. It's the fact that we're not even a week into the new year, and we have already a school shooting going on. The Republicans really need to get a grip on themselves and really focus on what's important, because if not, this country is braced for some not good things, I think, in the coming future.
Stephen, real quick, you alluded to the school shooting. I believe it was Perry, Iowa, today. There was a school shooting. And obviously, the Iowa caucuses are set to occur on January 15th. Right now, Trump's got a clear lead, although Nikki Haley apparently nationally has slipped into second place. Ron DeSantis making his last stand. But do you think, due to the timing of this mass shooting in Iowa and the fact that the Iowa caucuses are, what, like 9-10 days away? Do you think this becomes an issue in Iowa, sir?
Well, if it does, it's the Republicans going, so maybe they'll get the taste of their own medicine.
Appreciate it, Stephen. Thanks for listening today. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. We always appreciate when everyone joins us. Friday coming tomorrow. That's going to be a hell of a party. Down, we'll air some grievances. We'll have a fine guest in Dave Mahoney, former Dane County Sheriff, friend of ours. I'd like to think to this day, although, you know, the get out of jail free card's probably not working anymore with Dave.
No,
want to thank our fine guests today. They included Rear Admiral retired Michael Smith. Very nice to meet him. And of course, very nice to see my congressman, Mark Pocan. Thank you all for listening. Stick around. Got some fine shows coming next. Maggie Dawn. Black conversions in Madison, raised in the Wisco, everywhere else. And then the Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Keep it locked right here. Have fun all night long. And wait for us tomorrow. We'll be right here. Same bat.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.